So welcome back to Lock It or Leave It, another great episode coming up with another great FSU player. This time we have our first girl. Thank you for coming on. It is the best goalkeeper in the nation. This is no exaggeration. She's an absolute stud. And it's only her freshman season. When we get back, we'll be talking to Christina Roque. Do not go anywhere. This girl's amazing. All right, so we just finished watching the Euros, and we were talking about this earlier, and I said, you know what, let me hold up because I want to record this. And Christina said she just last minute started rooting for England, and it's weird because it was in Wembley Stadium, so apparently it's 11 p.m. in England right now. I feel bad for all the kids who are getting tucked into bed right now. The school said that they can come to school late because they thought there'd be parties and everything, but no, everybody in England is sulking. It's gonna be a tough day tomorrow. Christina, what are your thoughts of that game? And it always goes to penalties, it seems like, in this Euro. As a goalkeeper yourself, what kind of mindset do you have to get in as a goalkeeper in that position?
Now, I feel like as a goalkeeper, I feel like it's kind of harder for the shooters, to be honest, because I mean, they're like, they 100% like they should make this shot. Like, the goal is right in front of you, no one else is in front of you except the goalkeeper. So for them, I feel like it's a lot harder. I felt bad for so many players. Like, even though I did decide to like root for England at the last second, I still felt so bad for everyone who misses. It's just like the worst feeling. But obviously when the goalkeeper saves, I also feel for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw that the three people who missed were the younger people on the team also. It was Saka, it was Marcus Rashford, and it was Sancho, all getting subbed on in the game. Aaron, what's some takeaways from that game that you saw? Because you were watching it with us also.
Yeah, I feel bad for Saka, man. He's 19. He's an absolute baller. And I know that one penalty is not going to define his career. But as a 19-year-old to go through that in Wembley, it's got to be tough, man. It's got to be tough. I know he'll bounce back, but shout out to him.
So, Christina, you just finished your freshman year at Florida State. You led us to a 15-1 record. And you were obviously one of the best goalies in the country last season. Took us all the way to the championship game. What made you choose Florida State over some of the other schools? And what other schools did you consider before you made your final decision?
It's really the environment here. I feel like when I met the coaches and even the players, I just like felt this connection that I just didn't feel at any of the other schools. Some of the schools, I always talk about this one, it's West Point. It's just like such like a different environment than here. Like, obviously, I can't even explain it, but it was obviously a beautiful campus. Everyone was super nice, but it was just so different. But in the back of my mind, I was still thinking about it. So I like to bring up West Point a lot because it's just an amazing school, but literally the total opposite of what FSU is. And of course, UF, but you know.
So. Well, as long as you're not a Gator, that's fine. So you were ranked the number one freshman goalie in the country by Top Drawer Soccer. You were all ACC second team and ACC all tournament team. And you have 9 save shutout performances in the conference semifinals against Duke. Your accolades go on and on. So what was it like to have this much success so early on? And how did you handle all of it, especially with the extra long break between conference play and the NCAA tournament?
I feel like it was definitely my team in front of me. My back line was, at least for the first semester, we were playing. My back line was all seniors pretty much. So they definitely led me to feel more confident in myself game by game. So I feel like it was definitely easier with them in front of me. And once Malia Berkeley left, who was 6 year at that point, I don't know. When she left, Lauren went in front of me, who's a freshman who came in with me, and we kind of just bonded and like we talked together after games, and it made things so much easier just because we were able to connect on being new to our positions, especially with this new team and everything. And after a little while, we were able to like build these connections throughout the team that just made it so much easier because everyone just believed in each other. And that's just what you need in a team. I mean, if you feel like someone doesn't believe in you on the team, like it's not going to work out during a game. And that's just not what it was for FSU.
Yeah. Well, the players are amazing. We have teammates. You have teammates like Jalen Howell, who was also a nominee for the ESPY. But could you talk about the coaching a little bit and how the coaches have really impacted you and your team overall?
So I mainly work with Mike Bristol, and he's like a defense goalkeeper, and he's just such a dad, and I love it. He makes his dad jokes, and it's just so easy to talk to everyone. And it's like I hear from different people that when you go on your visit before you're even at the school, you hear that some coaches like act a little different than they are to the actual team, and that's just not how it was for FSU. Like Mark and Mike and Ema and literally all of the staff are the nicest people ever. They'll support you for everything. My friend just got so we're in Tallahassee now, and my friend just her car broke down, and just all the coaches met together and found a way to get it to happen. And that's just like they're just special. They work together so nicely. It's so nice.
Yeah, well, we've had baseball players on, we've had football players on, basketball players on. They all have great things to say about the FSU staff to that related team. So if anything, it says how good that this university is at getting the right personnel for our student athletes. And also, in the NCAA tournament, you had back-to-back penalty shootouts wins to make it to the NCAA championship game, and that capped off a string of 4 straight wins in the tournament. What was it like to be a part of that historic run, and how was the team's energy throughout? What tactical decisions helped the team in the tournament and to get us where we went to?
I feel like I don't know. I don't want to like base those games off the PKs just because we had to work so hard, especially Virginia game. Like it wasn't going our way and we knew that. So I feel like it was just a team like effort. We like stood behind each other no matter what happened, whether we messed up or not. And so I feel like it was after every game, we knew that we just needed to work off of what we didn't do so well. And we just did that in every game. And whether it went our way or not, we just pulled through in the end, knowing that everyone was behind us. And like I said, support is just like, it's the main thing on this team. Like Jalen, she supports everyone. Like she hypes everyone up. Like you hear it in the huddles. Like she'll say literally the nicest things about everyone. And then they just like play to their best ability. And that's just what we did throughout the tournament. And even though it didn't end up how we wanted to, we're still very happy with how we played in that last game. Like we did everything that our coaches, like the game plan was. And I feel like even though there was sadness, obviously, of not winning, we were still very happy with our performance.
So, Christina, not only do you play for Florida State, you also play for the Puerto Rican national team. You already have 2 caps and you're still only a freshman in college. I'm also Puerto Rican. My whole mom's side of the family is from the island. So what made you pick Puerto Rico as your national team? What connection do you have to that as opposed to playing for the U.S.?
It actually happened when I was younger. I met a guy from Stetson, and he had connections there. So I went there and just did a couple camps. And obviously, I don't know, Puerto Rico is just like they're open arms about everything. They're just so easy to get along with. And it's new every time, though. Every camp you go to, there's obviously new people. And so it's a little different from FSU, but I still love the environment there. Like, everyone's so nice. And I feel like that's just the main thing about teams. Like, you have to make sure you're playing with someone that, like, they're nice pretty much.
So, Christina, obviously you travel a lot playing for the Puerto Rico national team. What are some of the favorite places that you've gotten to travel to for some of these international events?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I just went to Uruguay. I didn't know it was winter there, though, when I went. So I don't know if I would say it's my favorite just because of when I went.
How cold is it?
I'm not the biggest fan. It's like Florida cold. So it's not like it's like 60s. So it's not like freezing, but I'm not a fan of the cold at all. So it's a beautiful place. I definitely like Uruguay. I've been to Haiti. Haiti was a lot of fun. It's definitely so different, obviously, and that was so beautiful. I like that. I think those are my two main places that I can think of right now.
So you're from the Orlando area. The Orlando Pride have a great history as a top-level women's soccer team, the NWSL. They got players like Alex Morgan, Marta, Sydney LaRue, Allie Krieger, and many, many more. And you've already had some experience playing for the Florida Crush and Pensacola FC in the WPSL, which is second tier of U.S. women's soccer. What are your plans after college in terms of playing professionally at the club level? You want to stay here, or would you want to go overseas, or what are you thinking with that?
Honestly, I haven't thought too much into it just because it was my first year here, and I'm just trying to keep my place here. I'm kind of just straight focusing on school and just, but I hear a lot about overseas, but I also love being in Orlando. So I obviously have not thought much about it. So I'm not exactly sure what I want to do in soccer wise in the future.
So I have a sister that currently plays soccer. She's plays U16s for TBU, and she plays at Calvary Christian High School over in Clearwater. What advice would you give her and other young soccer players that aspire to play college and international soccer like yourself?
I would say just keep consistency. You have to keep working hard every single day. And if you take that day off, make sure you go harder the next day, because like there's always someone working harder than you. You just have to think that in your head. Like if you're doing a 1 minute plank, like maybe strive for those 5 extra seconds, because you just don't know. Like those little things will help you in the future and you don't even know it. So I would say just being consistent and working as hard as you can in every practice and every workout, whether people are looking at you or not, you can't slack around. Like it's going to help you in the future.
So like other than soccer, how have you adjusted to like the Tallahassee culture? Like maybe what are some of your favorite places in Tally to go out with like the team after, such as like team building or something like that?
Places we've been, that's a hard question. So I'm at Red Point right now, so there's a pool there, so we would like meet there and just there's a little fire there, so we would come for like team bonfires and just like play some games and stuff. So obviously I'm hoping that the next semester, the semester after that, we'll find a place like more public, but since COVID and everything, we stayed away from everyone. So that was probably the main place we ended up staying together.
Any COVID activities or tips that you kind of gained while the pandemic was going on, while you were inside a lot?
Like something I did?
Yeah, like did you see a movie? Did you start watching movies, or did you kind of do something during the COVID pandemic?
So since it was during school time, it actually forced me to do more homework, but more homework than I would like to, but it was actually nice. I had a very good GPA that semester, so I guess that was good. I would say I started a lot of shows. I don't know. I'm not really, like, into movies. Like, I have to really be into it from the start to be able to watch the whole thing. And so I just end up rewatching, like, Grey's Anatomy or something. I know it's an original. Everyone watches it, but there's just so many seasons, so it's so easy to just click on it, and I just end up wasting time on that. And of course, TikTok, like everyone else.
Awesome. So let's start some sign-offs, man. Aaron, once again, thank you for being able to get in touch with Christina to let this happen. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, so shout out Grace and Kim for making this happen. Really appreciate you. Miss you, kid. Haven't seen you in a while. But Christina, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. This is a great interview. Some good content here. Can't wait to watch the NBA Finals game tonight. So a lot of good sports and content coming up for us and just in general. So stay tuned like always. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and then Cam, anything you want to add on, man?
Yeah, just keep interacting with us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the social media. We're actually expanding to YouTube soon, so keep an eye out for that, because that's coming very soon. Christina, thank you again for coming on. That was a great episode.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to www.lockitorleaveit.org to see our website, see all of our guests, listen to all the FSU athletes that we've gotten on. We love this school. It's the best in the nation. That's why we want to cover it and make sure all of you guys know the exact same. Once again, we will see you all later.